Welcome to Mayor on the Mic with Marinette Mayor Steve Genesot. Join us for an all-exclusive behind-the-scenes look at the real issues impacting the city of Marinette.
It's time for Mayor on the Mic with Steve Genesot, Mayor of Marinette. I'm Mike Wolf, Alderman of the 4th Ward, and we're talking about funding priorities for the city of Marinette today. And it looks like at the top of our list is roads.
Well, Mike, you know, every year we put a budget together. The difficult part is, you know, we've got a limited budget, levy limits. You don't want to keep raising taxes. That's not a very popular thing to do. You need to manage a budget, but there's only so much money. And recently I've asked the council to kind of prioritize what they want to put their dollars in the city budget. And then we also looked at what the community wants. Sometimes those don't always line up. And the community, as you said, what do they want? They want more roads done. And there's only so much money to do so many roads every year, and it doesn't go as far as it used to.
We have had some pretty big successes recently right in the city, both on Logan and also Main Street's coming along nicely.
It is. And, you know, you look at two blocks on Main Street. It was major construction with utility work, sidewalks, lighting, new cement pavement. But you're talking, you'll be about $2.5 to $2.6 million by the time that project's all done. You know, $3 million by the time, you know, everything's in and engineering and everything else. So that's a lot of money.
Looks like Parnell Street will be beautiful. And I like the fact that we are putting trees in, but trees that are much more manageable than what was planted a generation ago.
Well, part of the problem on road construction, you put in trees and then you have roots that grow beyond the base there, and the sidewalks were kind of in disrepair because of that. So, you know, we did cut some long life trees, older trees, I should say, but that was part of the renovation of that road, and you know, try to get a better look and longer term, as you said, so that's not a problem in the future.
Parnell Street coming along nicely as well. I see there's a lot of progress there. They're working their way toward Pierce Avenue from Shore Drive, and that project should be completing pretty quick.
It should be, and again, you know, we have about $1 million in our road budget. The utility has an equal amount of $1 million for water and sewer. If you can imagine Parnell Street, just for those two blocks, $1.5 million. And we didn't do as much as we did in the downtown two blocks, but I'm sure you heard it from the neighbors on the other side. Well, why didn't you keep going?
Exactly. I do. I live in that neighborhood.
And I get it. We did that with Edwin Street. We did from Edwin Shore to Pierce. Beautiful. You know, a lot of dollars, $2.3 million in there, but we still don't have Edwin from Shore Drive down to Bayshore, and, you know, we need to fix that. But that's just one of probably dozens of roads that we need to put some money towards.
When it comes down to it, yeah, city's only got a limited budget. The other day, last week, we actually looked a little bit at the chapel in the cemetery, which the roof is in disrepair, and the brickwork as well is going to need some upgrades in the future if we want to keep that. Now, that was donated by some of the more prominent businessmen of 1930 in the city of Marinette, and we'd like to keep it and use it, but it does need extensive remodeling.
Well, and I think we're looking at that. I think in the coming weeks, we'll bring that to committee. The thought is, do we just replace the roof? Do we do the parapet walls? Do we do some of the flashing? There's some infrastructure inside that we need to look at. And, you know, the basic question is, if we put the money into it, what are we going to use it for? You know, that was on the list as well. Probably not quite as high up, but it was one of the, you know, priorities that we want to look at. It's another building we don't want to lose, but, you know, how much money do we put into it with all the other priorities? And I think that's for the council to grapple with.
It doesn't seem to end, but we will keep you updated right here on Mayor on the Mic with Mayor Steve Genesot of Marinette. I'm Mike Wolf. Tune in next time.
Thanks for listening to Mayor on the Mic. That's all for this week, but be sure to join us again next week for your newest inside scoop on what's going on in your city.